We're not going to talk about the law dating back to Spindletop, but nonetheless, I included this slide only kind of as a good depiction of the frenzy that ensued. There were 200 wells on that site within a year, and you can see a picture from less than 2 years. And I think that's an important context because that's sort of the context from which the Hyder case arose. This was what you saw in Fort Worth around 2006. Tommy Lee Jones is telling everyone to get behind the Barnett. David Arrington is telling everyone to get a gas well if they don't have one. So there was this same sort of frenzy that started in the Fort Worth area and then really permeated throughout the state and to other areas of the nation. So we're going to start with talking about heritage resources and then get into two Fifth Circuit cases that describe and go into heritage, and I think really were the first two post-heritage cases to strictly apply the reasoning. I mean, heritage has been cited. We counted something like 350 times, but the number of cases that actually delve into the issues and get behind the reasoning and apply the reasoning are considerably smaller. So we'll talk about those, and then we'll dive into the Hyder case, and you can hear our side of the story a little bit and our takeaways from whatever the lessons are, which I'm sure people can disagree on, but that was our perception as counsel for the Hyders in the case. So first, heritage resources. Decided in 1996, I assume many, if not most, if not all of you are familiar with the decision, but we'll go over briefly what it stood for. And in heritage, there were three different royalty provisions, all of which were remarkably similar because they all based the royalty on market value at the well.